Things You Might Not Know About D-Day. Listen to an interview about the Normandy invasion during World War II. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the interviewer's questions A to I with the answers 1 to 7. There is one extra question that you do not need to use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers. Example. On the 6th of June 1944, British, US and Canadian forces invaded the coast of Normandy in northern France. The landings were the first stage of Operation Overlord, the invasion of Nazi-occupied Europe, and aimed to bring an end to World War II. By nighttime, around 156,000 Allied troops had arrived in Normandy, despite challenging weather and fierce German defences. Answer 1. At the end of D-Day, the Allies had established a foothold in France, and within 11 months, Nazi Germany was defeated. Answer 2. As early as 1942, the BBC launched a bogus appeal for photographs and postcards from the coast of Europe, from Norway to the Pyrenees. It was actually a way of gathering intelligence on suitable landing beaches, and Normandy was settled on. Millions of photos ended up being sent to the War Office, and with the help of the French resistance and air reconnaissance, military bosses were able to target the best landing spots for D-Day. Answer 3. The Allies put a lot of effort into trying to convince the Germans that the invasion was going to be near Calais, not Normandy. They invented phantom field armies based in Kent as part of their D-Day deception plan, named Operation Fortitude. They built dummy equipment, including inflatable tanks, parachuted dummies, used double agents, and released control leaks of misinformation, which led the Germans to believe the Allies were going to invade via the Pas-de-Calais and Norway. The Germans took the bait so much that even after D-Day, they held many of their best troops in the Calais area, expecting a second invasion. Answer 4. By 1944, more than 2 million troops from more than 12 countries were in Britain, preparing for the invasion. On D-Day, Allied forces consisted primarily of US, British and Canadian troops, but also included Australian, Belgian, Czech, Dutch, French, Greek, New Zealand, Norwegian, Rhodesian, present-day Zimbabwe, and Polish naval, air and ground support. Answer 5. Yes, the officers organising the operation were very particular about the timing of D-Day. They wanted a full moon with a spring tide so they could land at dawn when the tide was about halfway in. But those kinds of conditions meant there were only a few days that could work. They chose to invade on the 5th of June, but ended up delaying by 24 hours because of bad weather. It was Group Captain James Martin Stagg who persuaded General Eisenhower to change the date.
Answer 6.
When the D-Day forces landed, the Nazi leader was asleep. None of his generals dared order reinforcements without his permission, and no one dared wake him. Crucial hours were lost in the battle to hold Normandy.
Answer 7.
When Hitler did finally wake up at around 10 a.m., he was excited about the news of the invasion. He thought Germany would easily defeat the Allies.
You will now hear the recording for the second time. Example.
On the 6th of June 1944, British, US and Canadian forces invaded the coast of Normandy in northern France. The landings were the first stage of Operation Overlord, the invasion of Nazi-occupied Europe, and aimed to bring an end to World War II. By nighttime, around 156,000 Allied troops had arrived in Normandy, despite challenging weather and fierce German defences.
Answer 1.
At the end of D-Day, the Allies had established a foothold in France, and within 11 months, Nazi Germany was defeated.
Answer 2.
As early as 1942, the BBC launched a bogus appeal for photographs and postcards from the coast of Europe, from Norway to the Pyrenees. It was actually a way of gathering intelligence on suitable landing beaches, and Normandy was settled on. Millions of photos ended up being sent to the War Office, and with the help of the French resistance and air reconnaissance, military bosses were able to target the best landing spots for D-Day.
Answer 3.
The Allies put a lot of effort into trying to convince the Germans that the invasion was going to be near Calais, not Normandy. They invented phantom field armies based in Kent as part of their D-Day deception plan, named Operation Fortitude. They built dummy equipment, including inflatable tanks, parachuted dummies, used double agents, and released control leaks of misinformation, which led the Germans to believe the Allies were going to invade via the Pas-de-Calais and Norway. The Germans took the bait so much that even after D-Day, they held many of their best troops in the Calais area, expecting a second invasion.
Answer 4.
By 1944, more than 2 million troops from more than 12 countries were in Britain, preparing for the invasion. On D-Day, Allied forces consisted primarily of US, British and Canadian troops, but also included Australian, Belgian, Czech, Dutch, French, Greek, New Zealand, Norwegian, Rhodesian, present-day Zimbabwe, and Polish naval, air and ground support.
Answer 5.
Yes, the officers organising the operation were very particular about the timing of D-Day. They wanted a full moon with a spring tide so they could land at dawn when the tide was about halfway in. But those kinds of conditions meant there were only a few days that could work. They chose to invade on the 5th of June, but ended up delaying by 24 hours because of bad weather. It was Group Captain James Martin Stagg who persuaded General Eisenhower to change the date.
Answer 6.
When the D-Day forces landed, the Nazi leader was asleep. None of his generals dared order reinforcements without his permission, and no one dared wake him. Crucial hours were lost in the battle to hold Normandy.
Answer 7.
When Hitler did finally wake up at around 10 a.m., he was excited about the news of the invasion. He thought Germany would easily defeat the Allies.